Hi, spooky stoner girls. I'm so excited for today's episode because, of course, it's spooky. And we are here again with my co-host, Sadie Jacobs. Hello.
Hey.
And we are both super excited because we both have paranormal experiences that we're going to talk about today. I'm honestly a huge fan of spooky season. I mean, I love Christmas too, but I actually grew up super religious, so I wasn't allowed to celebrate spooky season until I was 14. So this is this is all still new to me. I'm still enjoying this shit. Like, I'm literally 5 years old.
Enjoy it, girl. You deserve it.
I know. Like, I'm about to go trick-or-treating. But yeah, last year I was a princess. This year I'm not sure what I'm gonna be. Honestly, I was thinking, actually, I really have no idea, to be completely honest. I only thing I can think of, obviously, is Sabrina Carpenter, because I'm like, okay, it's really easy to just do the bangs and throw on a cute dress. But I'm like, I want to do I want to do something different. Or do you know what you're going to be yet? No.
I have no idea.
She's actually, no.
I've been trying to think about it, too, and I'm like, I genuinely don't know what to do this year, and I'm definitely trying to hurry up and think of something because we're literally almost in October.
I know.
So, well, technically, we are in October.
This podcast this podcast drops October 1st, but we were recording a few days earlier because we're very organized. Okay, y'all, trying to be, but yeah,
trying, yes,
yeah. In that sense, we're also trying to figure our Halloween outfits on live right now. But also, I don't know. I'm thinking, are you thinking of doing a family matching or probably individual outfits?
So this year my kids decided to pick out their own costumes. So
they're old enough now.
Yes, yes. Malachi has decided he's going to be SpongeBob.
Your kid. And oh my god.
Malia has decided she's going to be Joy from Inside Out.
I am going to cry. Oh my god. Tell her auntie is so proud of her.
Oh, I will let her know. She's very excited because it came with a blue wig.
Yeah, period. It's going to be slayed. Edges on point. Oh my god, I can't believe she's taking Joy. Oh my god, what an honor. Yeah.
Yes, thanks. And then my niece actually ended up deciding to be Disgust from Inside Out, so the girls will kind of match, so that's
oh
fun.
My god, it's going to be so freaking cute. I low-key wish Malachi was going to be Anger, but he's doing his own thing.
I know, I really wanted him to be Anger, but also I couldn't find a costume. It was just, the girl, so.
You could just spray paint him red.
Yeah, there we go. It's fine. Put him in a little suit and tie or something.
I know. Well, by the next time we have this podcast, it'll be around Halloween time, and I'll probably know my outfit by then, but yes. And it'll be November. Insane. Alrighty, y'all, so we're gonna get into the meat of the podcast, the juicy stuff. Do you want to go first? I can go first, it's up to you.
Yeah, if you want to go first, that's totally fine.
Yeah, I
also
few.
Just real quick want to let y'all know I sound crazy, and that is because I'm going on a week and a day of being sick, so don't mind my congested sounding self over here.
Yep, she has bird flu, y'all. It's bad.
Tweet tweet.
Just kidding, it's just a cold. She'll be fine. She just needs a little. She was gonna take NyQuil, but you know, we didn't want to put you all through that. We wanted to have a normal podcast tonight, so
wanted to spare you guys from that trauma.
All right, so I guess I'll go into, I have an alien experience. I don't know if that qualifies as well,
but I would say so, because we're talking about paranormal activity and aliens in this episode, so
yes,
I definitely
things.
Would say that counts.
Yes, okay, cool. So this incident happened in 2017 in Los Angeles, out of all places, but I luckily was with a few people that also witnessed this, so I'm not crazy. I'm sane, and that's why I'm here today telling my story, and I'm not in an insane asylum. So we had gotten an Airbnb with a few friends. It was my birthday, and my friend at the time, her older sister, we're a few days apart, Sagittarius tings. So we were you know what, let's all go to LA and, you know, just stay for a few days and maybe go to a club or something. Cause I was turning 22 at the time. I was in my clubbing era. So we got this Airbnb, and it had a rooftop, which was super cool for smoking purposes, because at night we would just go out and we could see all of LA. So one night, me and my man came with me. Me and my man are there on the roof and we're smoking with my other friend. And her back is like towards the skyline. So she's facing us. Like she's kind of leaning on the balcony. And we are both like just like looking past her at the view, obviously smoking, whatever. And we look up and there's like so many stars. And for LA, you know, it's a really bright, big city. And at the time, I was just like thinking they were stars, but one of them started moving. And I was like, okay, am I freaking crazy? Am I high? Like, what's going on? Because that's happened before. I grew up on a hill, so I would see, you know, a lot of, and I grew up in front of an airport, so I would always see like planes. So I just thought like, oh, it's a plane. You know, maybe
I was just about to say, like, is it a bird? Is it a plane?
Yeah. And it was, like, at first, like, moving really slow, but it was, like, very high up. But it was also, like, kind of close. I don't know. It was weird. But then, like, as I noticed it started moving, like, really fast, but, like, in the same area. So I was like,
oh.
A plane wouldn't do that. Like, you know, a plane's kind of just going at one speed and going
steady
pace towards one destination. This was going, like, back and forth, up and down, at, like, not just, like, a slow pace, but, like, super erratic. And I literally looked at my man, and I was like, are you seeing this? And he's looking at me, he's like, yes. And then all of a sudden the light literally just like is in the sky, stops, and then drops, like literally drops all the way, yeah, like all the way down, like if as if it was like a roller coaster. That was like the speed, and it just dropped all the way down into the city. And I was just like, okay, what the fuck was that? And then mind you, it's kind of spooky too, because our Airbnb was right next to a Scientology building, which we didn't even realize.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the Scientology building, it was the Scientology building, like the big one that's there in LA that a lot of people like go to. And yeah, it was huge. Like it was literally a block, like a whole, took up a whole block. And at the time we were like super into conspiracy theories, so like we searched up on YouTube before going. We were like, okay, like, what is Scientology? Like, what is it about? Like, I don't know. It was just really weird because there was a lot of security. So we just go and, like, walk past. And then these two, like, young girls come out of the Scientology building. And they start walking side by side with us. And we're like, what the heck? And then they start asking the questions like, oh, what's your name? Where are you guys from? Blah, blah, blah. Like, it was just so freaking weird. And then you look up and then there's like people on top of the roofs looking at us. Like, and this is a big, yeah, this is a big building. It almost looks like a hospital. There's like multiple floors. And it was just so freaky. But that was my LA paranormal experience. It was very, very weird. And
that, I mean, super bizarre, especially right? With like how the way it was flying.
Yeah, I just knew it wasn't like something normal. And then I was like, okay, maybe it was a laser or something. But no, it was so big in the sky. Like I could really tell the difference between stars at that point, because they were a lot more like softer and more dull. But this was like a bright ass circle, like in the sky, like light. And it was just like beaming, and it just literally, I can't even explain to you. It literally just felt like it looked like a giant laser almost. I mean, it was just so insane. But luckily,
and it's so crazy because a lot of people describe it the way that you describe it.
Yeah, and see, that's why, like, at first I was like, because I'm not a person like, oh my god, it's real, aliens are real. Like, I'm very unbiased. Like, I will sit here and be like, you know what, yeah, it was probably just like a light show or this or that. But I'm telling you guys, I have been into conspiracy theories since I was like 9 years old, like probably even before that, because my mom was like really big into conspiracy theories and stuff when I was like literally born. So my whole life I've always questioned things and stuff like that, but I'm also not crazy. Like I'm going to understand if it's, you know, like I'm, you know, thinking things. So I just felt like this instant my judgment was really good, because I've seen planes, I've seen things like that my whole life. I've lived on a hill, I've seen stars, I've seen little jets, I've seen, you know, big airlines coming in. This was not a freaking plane, y'all. This was something else. I don't know what it was, but yeah. And then I started seeing more videos, and it was just the exact same thing. And it would be like, oh, like UFO sighting her. And it's so crazy, because then I'll show my man and then he'll be like, that's literally what we saw. And I'm like, okay, thank you for confirming, because I would literally be here crazy out of my mind if you didn't see the same thing I saw that night, you know? And he just so happened to be on the rooftop. So I thank God for that moment. But yeah, it was so, so weird. And I just wonder why. Like, I think it's also because it was LA. I feel like LA is like super weird too, in that sense that like a lot goes on out there. But
yeah. Would love to. Have you guys ever seen anything like that since that time
in No, and like I've been to LA a few times, but I don't know. I think it's because honestly, we were on that rooftop for like a certain amount of time. You know what I mean? Just chilling and like the like you know like time passes, especially when you're smoking, and you're just kind of staring at the sky for so long. And like I said, I've lived on a hill and stared out my back window my whole childhood. Never,
Yeah.
ever in my life seen anything like that in my 18 years or 16 years living there. So
That's crazy.
yeah, so it was very, very weird. And yeah, that's my story, that's my song. Would love to hear your experience as well
Yes.
while I take a
Okay.
water break.
Okay, sounds good. So I technically wasn't here to experience it, but it happened in my bedroom, and I have photo evidence of it. So
Oh
that's why I
my.
want to share it.
Y'all, photo evidence, and I'm just all I have is word of mouth. Y'all just gotta trust me.
So, when I was in high school, I lived with my mom and her husband at the time, and my two brothers, and we lived in a mobile home, and we had lived there for quite a few years at this point, and nothing like this has ever happened. And this was like shortly after her husband moved in. So I don't know if it has something
What did
to
he bring into
do
that
with.
house?
I know. I'm like, okay, we were fine before you got here. And now you get here and all this weird shit keeps happening. But anyway.
Electric chair. I'm just
The former owner of that mobile home was a lady who was a hairstylist. She would take her clients out of her home, and my bedroom actually used to be her salon.
Y'all, also,
And
this is my first time hearing this story, so this is my first reaction as well.
yes, I sent her the photo with no
Yes.
context,
Yes.
so
All I
I'm sure it
saw
was.
was a very cryptic message photo, and now I'm cursed, but go on.
Yes, it's very terrifying, and we will show you guys
Yes, it'll be on
somehow,
stories.
some way. We will
Before
show
you hear
you.
this podcast, you will see the photo.
Yes. Like I was saying, so she had her salon in my bedroom, and then there was like a built-in desk and everything like that. Like it was like a big, spacious room, perfect for doing hair, which is what she was doing, and she died in her home. Nothing suspicious or anything like that. Like she just genuinely died of old age. But we're pretty sure that she still lingers in that house because one night, and I wasn't home. So that makes it like 10 times scarier because then I have to come home and know that this photo was taken. So one night, I don't know where I was, to
See,
be
he's like,
honest.
I'm gonna be homeless at this point. I'd rather live in a box
Honestly, like I'll
than
sleep in
be,
my car.
yeah, than be in a room with that thing.
Yeah, seriously.
That being.
that entity. So, I wasn't home. I don't know where I was. I was probably out with friends or something like that. And also, I don't know why they were in my bedroom, but my
Girl, get
mom and
out.
her. Excuse me. Okay. So, yeah, my mom and her husband at the time, they were in my room. I don't know why. I think they thought I came home, so they were like just checking on me, but then they realized that I wasn't home. Well, when they went into my room,
Stop.
they found a little house guest.
Oh.
It was, I'm not shitting you guys, it was a white silhouette of a person standing next to my bed.
Dun dun dun.
Thank you. It is literally the scariest photo I have ever seen. I literally can only
And
look at
imagine
it through
y'all, it's
like.
in your room. Like, not only is it the scariest photo
Exactly!
she's ever seen, but it's in her fucking bedroom.
Like,
Like,
bitch, I'm just
hello.
trying to sleep and you in here haunting my room? Excuse
She
you?
wants to do your hair.
Oh my my God. Well, bitch, I don't need you to do my hair.
She's like, girl, I'm good.
Like, I'm gonna have to sage and get you up out of here because I need to sleep. Okay.
For real. She needs her beauty sleep.
But yeah, so the next day they showed me this photo and they were like, look what we took a picture of, and it was right in front of your bed. And I don't know what I was expecting, but I was not expecting that. They showed me the photo, and I about shit myself right then and there. Like, I was ready to pack my bags. I was asking one of my brothers to swap rooms with me. Literally. I was not having it.
Yeah, and also asking for a pastor's number, because what the hell?
I know. I was literally like, where can I pick up some sage? I need to get this house cleansed immediately.
No, for real. That's super spooky.
Yeah, I did not sleep in my room for quite a while after that photo was taken. Just not into that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know if she's watching me while I'm sleeping. Like, oh, what are we doing, girl? What are we doing?
Why are you here? What is your intention?
Exactly. Like, what do you want?
I just want to know.
What do you want?
Please, write me a letter.
How can we get you to pass into the light? What is it going to take?
We want you to cross over, girl. Please, yes,
please,
it's for the best.
Go find peace.
Yeah, for real. That honestly, now I'm sad. That's actually so fucking sad because...
Actually, yeah, that is kind
of
sad.
No, people, I feel like people, it reminds me of Lovely Bones. Like, people really be getting stuck because they don't have the closure that they feel like they need.
Oh my God, have you ever seen...
Ghost Whisperer?
Oh my God. Yes.
I already knew.
Is that what you just said?
No, I said Lovely Bones, but then I said Ghost Whisperer.
I was like, I am so sorry. I'm deaf, apparently.
I just knew that's what you're talking about because it's like, it's so close to it. I love Jennifer. Love Hewitt. She's so cute. But that's a really good series, too. If you guys love spooky things, definitely watch Ghost Whisperer. It's
so good.
Yeah.
It's an really early 2000s show.
Yeah, the vibes are immaculate. Like, you can't redo this shit, okay?
It is top tier material.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten into, like, Vampire Diaries or anything like that?
Oh, bitch. Oh, bitch. Don't get me started. Donnie has had to watch me watch that, like, 50 different times at this point. Like, 50 million different times.
It was so big on Tumblr when I was younger. Like, well, when we were younger, we're the same age. It was so big on Tumblr, I remember, like, everybody, and I just never, I mean, like I said, I was super religious growing up, so I could never, Twilight was about the farthest I could go. My mom only let me watch it because there was Native Americans, but other than that,
I actually never watched it when, like, it first Twilight? Came out, and it was, like, playing on, wait, what?
Twilight or Vampire Diaries?
Vampire Diaries.
Okay.
I actually was 23 when I watched it for the first time because my roommate at the time was watching it, and I would like come into her room while she was watching it and like get, you know, some glimpse into what the show was like, and I was like, oh wait, this is actually kind of good, what is this called? And she's like, oh girl, it's Vampire Diaries, you haven't seen this? And I was like, no, but I'm about to, and I've been hooked ever since.
How many seasons are there? Because I love a good binge watch.
There are 8 seasons.
Oh, okay, perfect. As long as it's more than 6 seasons, like, I love, like, I can watch it. So I'll probably, that'll be my new show when I do, like, laundry and stuff, and I need to disassociate. Okay.
Yes, and then there's all the spinoffs, too, like, the originals, legacies, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, perfect. Just it's what so I good. Needed. I love, yes. Guys, we're actually so sad because one of the shows we were watching, Pretty Little Liars, literally got canceled after 2 seasons only. It's so sad. God. It was super spooky. Like, I loved the vibes. It was a lot different than the...
It was so good. Like,
yes.
If you were a original Pretty Little Liars fan, like, that show was good.
Mm-hmm.
Top tier. Cannot redo that.
Yeah.
But this spinoff, it was its own, like, top tier material.
Its own vibe.
Yeah, like, it... It had, like, you know, the best friends, they're getting weird text messages and stuff like that, trying to figure out, you know, the plot and everything like that. But it had more of a slasher vibe to it, where it was genuinely scary.
Yeah, it was honestly, like, there were parts where I was like, what the actual, I would literally hit Sadie up like, this just happened. She's like, oh, it's gonna get worse. And like, honestly, it's really good, and it gives like a 90s vibe. I think because that's when they're original, because it, guys, it's like throwbacks as well, which is really cool. I love series and movies like that where they do a lot of like back and forth between eras. And their moms are like in it because it involves them as well. But I think, are they 90s girls, right? They're like,
the moms are 90s girls.
Yeah, yes. They like graduated in like the 90s, I'm pretty sure. But super good series. We're so sad it's over. I feel bad recommending it now that it's over. But
I know. But if y'all do decide, it's on HBO Max. It's called Pretty Little Liars Original Sin. And then the second season is called Pretty Little Liars Summer School. It's so good. And I'm telling you, season 3 was about to pop off.
Yes, I know. I'm super sad.
They just decided to cancel it. Why? I don't know. They were doing so well.
Because everything good gets canceled, like, right. I swear to God. Like, even the fact that Euphoria is taking so long to refilm, Stranger Things is taking so long.
I know, at this point, I don't even want to see it. Like, no, just same. Keep it to yourself.
I know. Let's not even get into it. Okay. Back to spooky things. Yes. More spooky things. So, my second experience isn't really... I'll save the scariest one for last, but... This is more of a ghosty experience. This happened in my home. I think I told you this one, maybe, about my neighbor. But basically, we didn't grow up with a lot of money. And when we moved into this house that I grew up in from ages like 6 to 16, so 10 years I was in this house, I had always wondered, like, okay, how did we get this house? This house is way too nice. Like, there's no way. And, come to find out, someone died in our house, so...
Oh, God, that's always the worst fucking feeling ever, someone died in this home.
This is a conscious decision my mother made and just decided not to tell us, but that's also...
Oh, wait, so she knew before buying the house?
Yes, she knew.
Oh, absolutely not. My mom was like, prison immediately.
My mom was like, good deal? She was like, okay, I'll take it. She was like, rose bushes in the back? Okay, perfect. I remember, like, that was also one of the main reasons that we bought that house or got the house, because there was a lot of roses, because he would take care. Anyways, okay, I'm getting off track. All right, so I moved in 2002, and my neighbor at the time was around 3 years old, and I was around, like, 6 or 7 years old, and we are now still friends to this day. She just had her birthday, actually. Shout out, Aoife. I love you so much, girl.
Shout out to you.
Yeah, I think you're 26 now. Dang, we're freaking old. Yeah, because I'm 29. Are we 20? Oh, my God. Anyways, so when we were wee little lads, we met for the first time on the sidewalk in front of our houses, and her mom's introduced her to me, and my mom introduced me to her, and we started hanging out every day, literally. And I would go over their house, their backyard, like, literally climb the fence every day after school. And one day we were all talking, and she was with her mom, and they were telling me the story of the guy who used to live in our house. And Aoife, my neighbor, she was really close with him when she was a baby, because he was just a sweet old man. And like, her mom would take her over, and they would just talk and look at the rose bushes he had in the backyard, because he had a bunch of flowers in our backyard. And he also had swings that were like built in, like not like children's swings, but like, you know, the ones you like, the wooden swings that you can sit on.
Yeah,
we had, like, honestly, I loved that house when we first moved in, but my brothers ruined everything. But anyways, so we would, I guess he would sit on the swing with her a lot, and that's why she would go over too. Yeah, because of the swings mainly. You know, you're a little kid, you just want to swing. Anyways, but so when he passed inside the house from old age. He was really old, and my neighbors had not known yet that he had passed. And my neighbor and her mother say to this day that she came to her mom and was like, oh, like, Bob's outside, he's saying hi to me, like, I want to go swing.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and she's like, he's on the swing. And the mom goes out, and there's nobody on the swing, but the swing is swinging.
Oh my god.
But the swing is swinging, and she thinks, like, oh, he probably just went inside the house. Like, you know, he's probably just on the swing. So she goes, the mom goes to the front yard, and the ambulance is there, and he's literally going out on a gurney.
Oh!
Like, Are you kidding me?
No, because so, literally when it comes to kids.
Yes, I feel like he was telling her bye.
Stuff, oh, my I heart. Know.
And like, she says too, she's like, yeah, I remember literally seeing him. And like for the mom to say too, she's like, dude, it was, yeah, it was different. And then you guys came. I was like, oh, cool. But yeah, just super, I think, I don't know. I've had a lot of back and forth with myself of like, is it real, is it not, or ghost is that, but I just think there are some things that can't be explained, and I don't think it's coincidence. I think that there are signs that we do get from beyond wherever that may be, yes, from people that have passed on. Yeah, no, like I've seen so many instances, so many signs myself that I've been like, oh, okay, you know what. But that was my instance with the man that lived at our house. And I always felt a spooky vibe at my house, because that's what we're going to get into my next story. But I'll let you go ahead with another story, too.
Perfect. Okay, so the next story is, again, not related to me in any way, but...
she is not traumatized, girl. Wait, can I tell them about the candy trauma salad? Oh, my God. So we were... Yes. We were going to do like a little video together on TikTok, or just like for our podcast page, and we were going to do a candy trauma salad. And I'm asking Sadie, like, oh, what are your traumas? And I tell her like a list of 4 traumas. It's bad, y'all. I actually just posted one recently, but on TikTok. But literally, Sadie's were not even matched up. So just know.
Yeah, no. She's not even. She's a pure little soul. Close.
That's why these ghosts be trying to fuck with her. She's pure as hell. Go on.
Okay, so it has to do with my mom, but it's in the same mobile home. So go figure.
This goddamn place, Jesus Christ. This needs to become like a Disneyland attraction. Like,
I know, something.
The haunted mobile
home. Get Sam and Colby in there and do some detective work.
For real, get this motherfucker out. Okay.
Oh my God. So my mom was home alone. No one was at the house other than her and our dogs. And she was in her back, like, in her bedroom, mm-hmm. which is, like, towards the front of the mobile home. And then we had 2 bedrooms at, like, the back of the mobile home.
Mm-hmm.
And,
a lot of room for a lot of ghosts.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I don't know what she was doing. I think she was, like, putting laundry away in her bedroom. And then all of a sudden, she hears, like, a crash. Like, glass breaking.
Ooh.
And so she was like,
not the fine china.
Literally. And so she was like, that's weird, because it's literally just me. So what the hell was that? So my mom leaves her room, goes to the back of the mobile home, and in one of the front bedrooms, or one of those back bedrooms, the freaking light fixture fell out of the ceiling and shattered on the floor.
What the hell?
And it wasn't like it was loose or anything like that. Like, it just randomly decided it was going to fall and shatter on the floor. What? And then, of course, the light was, like, flickering and being weird as well. And my mom was like, what the actual hell? And she, like, went into all of our bedrooms. Uh-huh. And double checked that maybe, oh, someone came home. Nope, she was still by herself with the dogs. Like, and clearly the dogs didn't fucking do it. So
they didn't fly up there like spider pig.
Literally. So she was like, that is super creepy. She left. She had to leave the house.
Bye.
For, like, a little bit, because she was spooked. And, I mean, I don't blame her. Like, you're by yourself and that just randomly happens. Like, why?
Yeah, especially if it's not, like, I'm looking at my life picture right now. If this motherfucker just fell on the floor, I would literally move states. That's insane.
Do you have, no. Literally, the house would be in flames. I would be on my way to another state.
That's crazy. But
that, I mean, it wasn't anything too crazy, but it's still kind of spooky, because it's like, we had that picture, and then that light fixture just decides to fall out of the ceiling. And
that lady was hanging on it. No, I'm just kidding.
Honestly, something, because, like, why else did it just fall out of the ceiling?
Dude, okay. Now my turn again.
Yes. So, let's hear it.
That's fun. I know. So this is more personal experience now that has happened to me, like, that I have felt. And this is probably more of my spookiest one. And I would like to believe that, like, you know, that this is just me being an anxious teenager. But I don't know, I feel like there's some spirituality in anxiety as well, if that makes sense. Like, I know a lot of people say, like, oh, you know, scary movies aren't that, you know, it's not that serious, blah, blah, blah. Like, well, why do you get scared? Isn't that supposed to, like, I don't know, isn't that kind of, like, a spiritual feeling? Like, being scared, like, because you're seeing something? I don't know, I just feel like you obviously are seeing something and it's having a negative effect on you. Is that not spiritual? I don't know. Like, you being scared. I don't know. Okay, so, like I said, y'all, three times already, I grew up very religious. Yes. And I was not allowed to watch even Lion King or Harry Potter or things like that.
I was just about to ask about Harry Potter.
Yeah, no, because that was just not allowed. Like, anything wizard. And the reason I wasn't allowed to watch Lion King is literally because of Rafiki the monkey. He, when he makes a little mixture and he, like, paints Simba on the wall. That was that was witchcraft in my mom's eyes and in the church's eyes. That's crazy.
Did you grow up Catholic?
I know, I grew up Christian, like Pentecostal, so that's like super. Oh, okay. Do you know Pentecostal, what that is?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't know too much.
Pentecostal's like very, when the girls wear skirts like to their ankles and their hair really long. Yes. And like they dance and they have like that, like flag, they like do flag, like a lot of dancing, a lot of worship is Pentecostal. That's what it means. It's very like vocal, very like we show our love for the Lord through dance and movement and stuff. I'm not like that anymore. I mean, I'm not as religious anymore, but I still shake ass, but regardless.
Shaking that ass for Jesus.
Jesus, papi. Oh my god, we're getting off track. Okay. So, when I was in high school, I was a freshman. This is when I was starting to kind of rebel and kind of, because mind you, guys, I was literally born into religion. My mom was a Sunday school teacher when she was pregnant with me. Our church was three houses down. So, like, we lived on the middle of the block and then the church was on the corner. So, we would walk every morning, every Sunday morning to church with, like, everybody on our block. My grandma lived down the street. My aunt lived on another street. My godmom lived, like, I grew up in a very smallish town right outside of San Francisco. So it was just my whole life is what I'm trying to say. Like, church was everything. Religion was everything. It was, we breathed, ate, slept church and God. So, when you grow up like that, you grow up very, I don't know, sheltered, I guess you can say.
Yeah, I was just about to say that is exactly the word I would use.
Yeah, and it's very like, you know, if I'm a good person, good things will happen to me. If I act like God, good things will happen to me. And, you know, bad people, they just go to hell and, you know, they get theirs one day. That's not how the world really works, like, in a sense, you know what I mean? Bad things do happen to good people. And sometimes bad people live really good lives. And that's something. This is true. Yes, that I had to grow out of in religion. I mean, to this day, I think I still do believe in God, and I believe that somebody's watching out for me and wants the best for me. I mean, I freaking hope. But at the time, it was hard for me to understand that, like, bad things do exist in this world. So my mom always told me, you know, you're not allowed to watch this. It invites evil spirits into our home, this or that. And I grew up getting oiled, which basically means, like, or, like, anointed. So basically, my mom would take, like, any freaking oil. Literally, she would take cooking oil. I'm like, girl, this ain't no freaking holy water. I know. And she would put it on her finger, and she would put a cross on my forehead and, like, all my brother's foreheads and, like, on all the doors. Like, girl, it was serious.
Oh, my gosh. And she said, I got that extra virgin oil. I'm going to marry herself.
Not the extra virgin Mary. Oh, my God. But, yes. She literally was just like anytime, even my brothers would act up, she'd be like, oh, there's a bad spirit, y'all need to be anointed. And like, I'm like, oh God, here we go. Girl, that's probably why I got an oily forehead now. Anyways, so I mean, she needs to pay for my freaking acne treatment. But anywho, so this is the year 2009, y'all, and this is when we grew up. You guys, we're 29, so we grew up when the era of, like, scary movies was huge when we were in elementary school. Yes. Like, I'm sure it was for you. Dude, for me, Saw came out, The Grudge came out. Kids would dress up as Scream and The Grudge, like, every year since I was, like, in second grade. So,
And literally the Scream mask.
And yeah, the blood. Like, do you remember the blood pump? Like, It would, like, go through the face. Yeah, dude. We grew up with, like, the weirdest horror. Like, now kids, I don't know, kids kind of do, like, weird shit now, but it's their choice, I feel like. Back then, like, it was just everywhere. Like, I don't know. You can choose to be weird now. But anyways,
it was almost like a cult.
Yeah, no, it was, everything was super, like, lots of scary movies growing up. And, like, that was the thing to do as well, as, like, go to the movie theaters to see scary movies. Like, there would be a new scary movie out, like, every month, it felt like. And
honestly.
Yeah, and so by the time I was allowed to watch scary movies, this is when Paranormal Activity came out. And,
oh, God.
Yeah, and I mean, everyone had seen the commercials back then. I don't know if you guys are a little bit young and not familiar. Paranormal Activity was a different type of scary movie that, like, hadn't really been out yet. I mean, Blair Witch Project, I haven't seen that personally, but I know it's also kind of, like, filmed through a camera. But this was the era of, like, camera scary movies. Cloverfield, I think Cloverfield had just watched too, but it was nowhere near scary as Paranormal Activity. Anywho, told my mom I was gonna go see the Hannah Montana movie that was out at the time. did not, and it's because I was in the mall. So I was in the mall with my mom, and I saw a group of friends from school, so embarrassing, but they walked past me, and they were like, oh my gosh. I was like, hi guys, and they were going to the movies, and my mom, I think, kind of felt bad, because they were all going, and I wasn't, and she was like, okay, yeah, you can go, and they didn't say what movie they were watching.
Thank God. And,
yeah, no, seriously, and by the time we got there, they were like, okay, yeah, like, we're gonna watch Paranormal Activity, and I was like, okay, like, you know, and then boys came, so of course I wanted to be cool. Like, I had never hung out with boys outside of school, so I was like, oh my god, I gotta be cool. Like, what the hell, this is, like, a really big opportunity for me, so gotta do it. Anyways, you know me, I am not a quitter. And so, well, after this story, I kind of was, but so
that's besides the point.
Yeah, so we go in, whatever, sit, have one of the most terrifying experiences of my life for about 2 hours, I think. It was just different, you guys, mind you. I had never seen anything like this, and it was just, like, I don't even know. And it's funny is that it's literally, like, the movie, there's no killer, there's no scary man, there's no, like, they don't even show, it's literally an invisible being the whole time. I mean, the lady...
Is it really? I've never seen Paranormal Activity
Girl, you gotta watch it.
I was, like, too terrified to even...
You guys don't understand. See, Sadie knows. Like, you guys don't understand. Paranormal Activity had so much hype. Like, it was terrifying. It was in theaters for months. Like, it changed the way people watch scary movies. I can't even explain. It was just different. Like,
no, literally, anytime, like, the trailer would come on, like, yep, during commercials, terrifying. I was hiding under my covers. Literally. I was muting the TV. Like, I was so scared.
Literally, the first commercial that ever came out for this movie, guys, it was, like, a live screening of, like, the audience that had watched it, and they were, like, throwing up, freaking out, and I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, it was just,
I remember the marketing.
Yes, yeah. The marketing was so good. It was terrifying. So when I watched it, I don't know, guys. I just felt like I brought whatever being that was home. Like, I literally... And that's the thing. You can't see it, so you don't know. Like, I don't know. It was just so weird. So anyways, I get home, and like I said, my mom was always doing these dang anointments. So I don't know what I brought into this dang house, but I get dropped off with my friend, and my mom's like, oh, did you have a good time? And I'm literally shaking. I could barely go from the freaking car, unbuckle my seatbelt, and walk to my house, because I'm literally trembling like Bambi. I walk in, and my mom, like, I think she already knows, like, something's up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I had a good time. I'm just gonna go to bed. And so when I was younger, I would always close my door and turn off my lights. No, I left my door open. I had my lights, and I was like, okay, night. And my mom's like, okay, slams the door, turns off the lights, and I'm literally laying there. In that instance, my life ended. Like, I am not kidding you. I'm literally laying there staring at the ceiling, and I could not breathe. I could not move. I could not get up. I could not blink. I could not even say one freaking word. But I wanted to do was get up and turn on the lights and open the door. And I, for some reason, I could not move. And I have never experienced that in my life. And like I said, guys, I don't know if this was just me being anxious as hell, but I literally just, I was started sweating, and I felt like I was paralyzed. But I know a lot of people go through sleep paralysis, but in their sleep. But this felt the same exact way. I felt like somebody was sitting on my chest, and then if I made one move, like, something was gonna pull my foot and pull my blanket. But the feeling was just so intense. But that's just how insane I am. Like, I literally thought myself into oblivion. That's,
no, literally, like, my anxiety about, like, anything it manifests scary, itself. Paranormal, I get the same exact way.
Yes, like, I feel like I literally, like, I can't stop thinking about it. I feel like it's here. I feel like I'm an example. God's making an example out of me. Like, that's just how I felt. And so, maybe, like, after 10 minutes of, like, literally just me not even moving, just tears streaming down my face because I literally am so paralyzed. I finally just, like, get up as fast as I can, open my door, and just go to my mom's room and lay on the floor. I'm like, because I don't want to wake her up, like, let her know, because I already know I'm going to get my ass beat. And she wakes, her light's on, mind you. She's, like, not even asleep. She's like, you watched that damn movie, didn't you?
Oh, no.
And I was like, I did. And I was like, can you pray for me? And then she's like,
can you please pray for me, because I would need Jesus right now.
No, desperately. And I was like, dear Heavenly Father, please help this girl for the sins that she has committed today. She did not follow your rules or try to be like you today at all. Father, please help her in your name. Amen. And she got the oil and she put that thing on my head. And she was like, are you really going to sleep on the floor? And I was like, yes. And
I bet your ass I am.
My big 14-year-old self fucking laid on that floor. And she just, I mean, my mom's a very spiritual woman. Like, she was very crazy growing up. But she always brought me comfort in that sense. Like, she would just pray for me, or just always be reading the Bible, or always watching a program on TV, or always listening to a program on the radio. So, in some ways, religion does bring me comfort. And I'm sure, I mean, that's why she's into it too, because it brings her comfort in a sense. But I got through that. I had never, ever experienced any, and until this day, Sadie, I have never felt anything like that. So that's why I feel like, something? Because, like, I've seen scary movies since then, and I've been scared, but nothing ever to that sense. It was so weird. I literally felt like I brought that. And my mom was just like, oh, here I have to go again. I have to go the whole house again, because God knows we brought it now. Like, I'm sorry. But yeah, that was probably one of the scariest things that happened to me. And yeah, it was probably just anxiety, but who knows? This was before Xanax, and, like, people were literally taking, like, being prescribed. I didn't know this. I'm from a different time, y'all. No, my delusions.
I literally get the same way. Like, just last weekend, Donnie and I went to see Speak No Evil. By the way, 10 out of 10 recommend. It was super good.
Was it very scary?
No. See, it wasn't even scary, but, like, I was giving myself anxiety because I knew it was a jump scare type of movie. Mm. So, more like a thriller,
you know. Is that the one with the girl from Riverdale? No. No, that's Strangers. Okay, go on.
And, like, I was, like, giving myself anxiety because I was expecting it to be more scary versus, like, jump scare. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of the movie, I was like, okay. So I just stressed myself out for nothing. Love that.
But it was still good. It was just not as scary.
Right, right, yeah. It was a really good movie, though. I 10 out of 10 recommend.
See, but that's what I like. I love, y'all, I'm not a puss wuss. I love a good scary movie. I just can't deal with certain things. Like, I don't know, gore, I'm kind of getting past gore at this point. For example, I watched American Psycho for the first time. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm late even too, because I guess this came out in the 2000s. I thought it came out in the 80s. I now understand it's a satire, like, against people from the 80s. But it's really good. I mean, this is probably not good to say, but he's very attractive. And I just love him. I think Christian Bale's probably my favorite actor ever. And he kills it. And I know it's a horror movie, but it was low-key a comedy to me. So, yeah, it was pretty good. So, like, I love a good horror movie, and it was very gory, and I still loved it. But I don't know, y'all. I can't do the, like, I don't know. Like, okay, this is a deal break for me. If at the beginning it says, based on a true story, goodbye.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm praying.
That's why Paranormal Activity scared. Because remember, they used to say that, based on a real story. They used to say that shit. And now, looking back, I don't feel like that shit was real at all. But they made it seem, you guys, like the footage was real footage from a girl that, like, went insane. So That's why it was so scary, because she runs away at this spoiler. She runs away at the end, and there's like a, there's like, you know, like when you watch like, I don't know, a CSI or something, at the end it says like, or like first 48, they're like, okay, this was what happened to the perpetrator or whatever. It says she got, gets away, and then they're like, based on a true story. What the fuck? How based is it? Like, oh my lord. I just need to know. That's why, on a scale of 1 to 10, how based is this true story?
That's like, The Conjuring, that's based on a true story.
That yes. Scares the fuck out and of me. Those came out when I was in high school too. Like, oh my god, those all came out like my senior year, and I was obsessed.
Yes. And then I don't know if you've seen Insidious. This one, but Amityville Horror House. Oh, oh my god.
That one is also those scary. Ones I can't do, guys. Like, I can't do like being possessed, broken bones, weird shit like coming out of your mouth.
There's like 50 different versions of Amityville Horror, because it mm-hmm. starts like their first movie was like in the 70s or something like that, and then they remade it over the years, and like the last one was made in like 2000 or something like that. I mm-hmm. don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of remakes. I've noticed, too, like, a lot of my favorite scary movies, I'm like, oh, this came out in the 70s. Like, this is a remake. But super good.
Like, it's just so scary.
I know. Probably one of my favorite scary movies of all time. I don't know if this... Oh, yeah, this is pretty scary. Because it's kind of a crime thriller as well. It's not paranormal or, like, anything like that. But the movie Prisoners, that one definitely scared... It, probably the most scary movie that I've ever seen, just because of the twist. And just how... And also the movie Sinister, I don't know if you've seen Sinister.
Oh my god, I was just about to say that.
Is terrifying. I saw that
when I was a senior. I went to see that in theaters, bitch.
Same. And we were in the smallest little theater, and like nobody was in there. Oh my god.
I sat at the fucking front. Right?
It's like behind the films.
Yes. I sat at the front of the theater. The front, because my friends thought that was a good idea.
No, that one's good, y'all. This one came out in like 2012, I believe, or 2013. Yes. This is a while ago, but this is when scary movies were so freaking good. They were coming out every month, like banger after banger. It was like Insidious, Sinister. It was just so many like different ones that were coming out. It was so good.
I was so scared of Sinister, I never watched the second one. Like, same. I was so scared.
Same. Sinister is terrifying. Like, literally terrifying. The footage is terrifying. Terrifying. I'm like, it Boogeyman, like, is. I feel like we're 90s kids, so like we grew up like, oh, the Boogeyman's gonna get you. Dude, that movie.
Sinister is the Boogeyman.
Yeah, because you can like see it happening like in real life, like the things that happen in this movie, so that's why it's literally freaking terrifying. Yeah. And who knows?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Sometimes truth is scarier than fiction. But with that being said, that will kind of end our podcast on a good note, because what we said today was truth, and it was pretty scary. Like, what the heck? These things really be happening in real life. So
genuinely, when you guys see this photo that I'm talking about in my bedroom, you're gonna be
you won't
yourselves.
Need to watch Insidious.
Like, I can only look at it for like 0.5 seconds before I'm like, okay, I don't it's want any of the bad image. Juju out of this photo.
Trigger warning, bad juju alert.
Right, like, in the name of Jesus Christ himself.
Yes, please bless this podcast and do not haunt anybody that listens to it, period.
Yes.
All right, y'all, with that being said, we're gonna let you guys go. This was a longer podcast. We got to 50 minutes, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Do you like the longer episodes?
Yes, please give us feedback. I know a lot of people do say that they actually do want us to go longer, so I think they're gonna like this one. If you guys could please let us know how you like this, likes, and I was gonna subscribe, but we do not have YouTube. Like, follow. I guess you could subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and stuff like that. But yeah, other than that, we hope you guys have a lovely spooky season. Make sure to check out Stoner Girl Tings for your spooky merch, and check out Pretty Delicates for also some spooky glass cups. I know you guys love glass cups. Sadie just started her new business, and we are so excited, and we want you guys to show her so much love. Get this girl started. She is a CEO, y'all. She is a boss babe. Welcome to the boss babe community. You're going to love it. But yes,
thank you.
Please support and show love to her. She's making all types of things. If you want to plug, if you have anything to say about your business, you can now.
Pretty Delicates is my new online shop, and it is launching the same day that this podcast is airing. So October 1st,
So go right now to the website, you guys. Go right now. We'll have the link on stories, and you can go get you a little cute cup. She has Hello Kitty. She has ghosty things. She has little pink things. She has all types of spooky things. So.
Yes, it's going to be for all the girlies, whether you're like a little coquette girl, a spooky girl, a Hello Kitty girl. Like, you're going to find a book girly. You love. Yes, and the stoner girlies too. I can't forget about y'all.
Of course. But yes, you guys will see that on our stories as well. We love you guys so much. Thank you for listening, and happy spooky season. Bye.
Bye.